стали яблони и груши, поплыли туманы над рекой. Выходи на берег, Катюша, на высокий берег, на крутой.
Выходи на берег, Катюша, на высокий берег, на крутой.
Выходила, песню заводила про степного сизого орла, про того, которого любила, про того, чьи письма берегла. Он вспомнит девушку простую, пусть услышит, как она поет, пусть он землю бережет родную, а любовь Катюша сбережет.
Пусть он землю бережет родную, а любовь Катюша сбережет. Расцветает.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. What are we going to talk about today? We got a bunch of quickies. Paper money should return to coins. Should return to coins. NAFTA is now making cum jars. Google changes definition of bloodbath. And the murderer who choked the homeless man to death. Or didn't, did he die? I don't even remember. But it's like I was talking about it the other day, the red-haired guy that choked the dude, the nigger, or whatever. Right, we're gonna talk about that. Then we'll talk about, for actual threads, actual show. We got women hate threads. I need women hate threads. I need tranny hate threads. I need nigger hate threads. I need nigger hate, I need more nigger hate shows. I need more tranny hate shows. More of those. We have not had nearly enough of those. I used to, when I had my audio only show, used to do those all the time. And I used to do those like twice a month. Where are they, Lou? They are gone, but they are coming back. Tranny hate, women's hate, nigger hate. Awesome. So for the actual show, cave vagina, bros before hoes. Why are women like this? When is it too old for women to dress sexy? And what's the most degenerate thing Paul has done? What's the most degenerate thing we and Lou has... Lou, what's the most degenerate thing you've done, Lou? I'll let you know. I'll tell you. I'll reveal it all this episode. Stick around. That's how you get people to stay. very kikish. Very kikish. Whatever. On to the show. First, we got paper money should return to coins. And pouch to store money. Buddy, let me sit you down. Sit you down right here in front of me. Hey, bud, hey. Hey, guess what? You can pay in coins right now if you want to. Holy shit. Holy fuck, I know. What? I just blow your mind. Just blow your fucking mind. Dude, they have different denominations of coins. They have $5 coins, buddy. They have $10 coins you can use. The problem is, you are inconvenienced because you have to carry around a pouch of weird coins, and then you have to hand them to the cashiers and be like, I want to pay with this $5 coin. And they're like, is this even real fucking money? Is this even real money? yes, I can assure you it's real money. And then they're like, I gotta get the manager 1 second. So they go get the manager. The manager's looking over this coin like, what the fuck is shit? It's so, yeah, but I mean, you want it to return, but it's already here. It's just hard to do. Just give them a fucking $5 bill. It's paper. That's why cash is used. But yeah, they're trying more and more to do what this guy is saying with credit cards and digital money. They're trying to make it so it's only credit card, only digital. They can manipulate the digital currency way easier. We don't want that. We want all physical hard cash or coins. But that's why people don't use them, dude, because it's hard. It's a pain in the butt. You could do it right now if you wanted to. You think people ain't gonna take a 50-cent piece or a dollar? The dollar coins are pretty common. You can carry around a pouch of dollar coins if you so choose. We do need a rehaul of our coinage. Oof. When I went to the liquor store, there was this one customer that would come in and always pay with weird coins, and I kept most of them. And there was this one coin that came in, it was worth like $9. And my fucking manager took it. Fuck. Oof. She ninja'd it before I could get it. Whatever. Coinage. NAFO is now making cum jars in support of Ukraine. Cum for Ukraine. Man, Chug made this a joke thumbnail of their general thread. It was hilarious. The fellas have a cum jar. what happened to that guy? Didn't the guy have a Joe Biden cum jar and he kept getting banned? He's like, every day Joe Biden's president, I'm going to come in this jar. I wonder how that's going. I wonder if he's completely submerged in cum. I bet he is. He was pretty far, dude. He was up to like here on the Joe Biden one. It was pretty far already. I was impressed. Oh, man, it's already getting yellow and shit. Nasty. I love 4chan. Never change. Next thread. Google changes definition of bloodbath after Trump uses the word. I don't think it's so much Google as dictionary.com. They were auto going to dictionary, and then they put their own custom Oxford one. They probably wanted a more accurate to their definition term for bloodbath. So yeah, they probably did finagle with it. That's what they do. They have nothing better to do all day. So they get, that's literally what they get paid to do. They get paid a six-figure salary to sit there all day. Have you not watched those videos where the women show what they do all day? They do nothing. They like eat food and go to the exercise thing and doodle daddle around. Then they do like two meetings and then they do this and then they feel like they've accomplished something. They've accomplished something in their pitiful, miserable life. Dio says, how's Rainbow Dash doing though? I don't know. That Rainbow Dash has probably started to change colors, fade into one singular color. No longer Rainbow Dash, I don't think. Dude, Chamal's saying something about Powell doing rate cuts. Dude, if Powell's saying he's gonna do rate cuts, that's not him doing rate cuts. Okay, they always do that stupid thing. We're like, oh, I guess we'll definitely do rate cuts in the future. We might do rate cuts, like what, blah, blah, blah. Them saying stuff is them controlling the economy. Doesn't mean they'll do jack shit. If they actually do rate cuts, if rate cuts actually happen, like the numbers change, now the economy will be so fucked. It will be atomic, bro. Yeah, it'll go up for a little bit, but maybe before the elections. But dude, this crash is gonna be so fucking monumental. This crash is gonna be like nothing ever before it. It's gonna be a million billion times worse than 2008, 2009. 09er. It's gonna be crazy. Spitbox says every single definition you could find online has also been changed. Wow, crazy. I'm glad people took pictures of it before. They did the same exact thing with vaccine. For those that don't know or aren't in the know, they did the exact same thing with the definition for vaccine. The definition for vaccine used to be injecting a piece of the disease into you. Now it's like some crazy shit, like using RNA CRISPR technology to blah, 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 blah. It's like really convoluted and vague. It's much different than it used to be. They changed the meaning of the word vaccine so that their DNA CRISPR editing technology would fall under the definition for vaccine, but it's not a vaccine. It's genetic editing is what it is. Next thread. Murderer choked homeless man to death gets 400 years. There's no link here. I see no link. But I did talk about this guy yesterday, and I was wondering how it was going with his trial. It's funny that the Mexican dude that blew that dude's brain out, he blew the nigger's brain out. That trial already got dismissed. Like, that just happened, and then the judge already dismissed it, and this guy's still waiting to do his trial? What the fuck's going on with our justice system? What's happening? What's going on? Rules for thee and not for me. Should have just blown his brains out. Like the illegal immigrant, you silly goose, with his own gun. Whatever. Let's do the actual show. Actual show, women hate! Ooh. Onwards to women hate. Here we go. First, there was winner vagina. Now it's cave vagina. What's going on with these vaginas? Reddit. Good Reddit. Too afraid to ask. Why is my girlfriend's vagina like a cave? Love and dating. This is going to sound weird and perhaps offensive as well, but I do not mean it in a negative or rude way. I love how you have to preface your statements with that kind of shit on Reddit, because someone might get offended. Someone's jimmies might get in a twist. So you gotta preface your actual post with unneeded. Look at this unneeded section here at the top. That's completely fucking unneeded. I'm 20, he's 23, girlfriend 25. Vagina is essentially like a cave. When we have sex, she's super awkward about it, and I never finish. It's like the entrance is tight, but after the entrance, it's like the walls of her vagina disappear. Literally feels like this sort of shape in its open brackets, when typically with women in the past, theirs has been more like inner brackets. So she's loose and they're tight. I've not finished a single time from vaginal sex with her like I normally would with any other women, but not gonna break up with her over something like that. That's fucked up. I just need someone to explain to me why this happens and if there's a remedy. Dude, she got super fucking plowed, bro. She got railed to the moon and back. To the moon and back by huge white dick. Huge white dick. Big white cock. Gaped her vagina. She got railed by tons of guys. Lots of guys of many different ethnicities, I'm sure. Poor. Though you'd think birth would, like, rip that cavity up, but I've had sex with mothers, and they don't, I mean, it was still okay. It wasn't like a gaping wound. I mean, fight heels, I don't know. Practice your vaginal exercises, women. You gotta clamp down on that dick. Gotta clamp down. It seems like a woman problem to me. Clamp down, bitch. Do work. Do actual work during sex. Do something. You fuck. She got blown the fuck out, this American says. Exactly. She's not doing those Kegels. Exactly. We gotta do the Kegels. Yes. Yes. Dude, I'm such on the same page. I'm on the exact same page. I love it. Gotta do those Kegels. Oh my God. Dude, 25 and she's already gaping. Oof. This finishing on says, the vagina feels tighter if you do missionary. I've experienced the same thing as you described. Yeah, whatever, bro, dude. Yeah, you can also, like, sandwich her fucking feet sideways and slip your dick in sideways, and then it gets real tight. But you're kind of finagling it at that point now, aren't you? Dio says, stretching it so much it stays stretched means she was keeping the toy in for long periods of time. Oh my gosh, have you seen the women with those giant dragon dildos and shit, just shoving giant gaping dragon dildos in their snatches. Crazy. Captain Stam says, maybe she could moan occasionally. Exactly, yeah. Just do some fucking work, woman. Do some of the lifting. You fuck. Squeeze. You bitch. She just like being fucked by horses when you're not paying attention. I don't know, women do kind of like horses in weird ways. This is a pelvic floor problem. The woman probably can't stop peeing after she starts. What? The muscles inside the vagina have atrophied because they've not been used properly. This causes an increased loose feeling. Yeah, you gotta do the Kegels. You can't just be a fat, lazy bitch. You gotta do the Kegels. You whore. Do the Kegels. Age of social media cast says she has the thousand cock stare. Oh, definitely. Definitely has the thousand cock stare. Definitely.
100%.
This guy says, never date a woman that's used sex toys. And this guy says, good luck with that unless she's 12 years old. Dude, whatever, man. Little girls get those, like, have you seen those, like, the Harry Potter brooms that vibrated? Like, come on now. Come on now. The Harry Potter brooms that vibrated. Yeah, go ride the broom, little girl. Yeah. What the fuck? So, I mean, come on. I doubt, you know, kids do shit. This German says, Keck, I had one like that. She was always very wet, too. It felt like I was trying to stir a pot of soup with my dick where the lid clamped it. Dude, wow. Oof. Oof. I've never experienced that. Thank God, I guess. Probably would have had STDs or something. This German says, green text, guy can't even get off. We'll stay with her. Woman watches her husband accidentally drop a spoon, gets the ick and divorces him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women are a damn paradox, man. I dated a girl like this. Turns out she was fucking her dog. I dumped her now, and her new husband has no clue he married a meme. Dude, what is that, man? What is that? Dude, you gotta... Dude, it is your duty, bro. It's your fucking duty as another man to contact that guy and inform him of what's happening. You have to tell him. You gotta send him an anonymous message. You gotta be like, hey, dude, when I was with her, dude, she was fucking a dog. And then you just give him the information and leave it be, man. And let their whole marriage implode in on itself. Because that's what'll happen. He'll confront her about it. She'll lie or something, but he'll know. Dude, when you live with someone, you know when they're lying, okay? You know when they're lying, know when shit's going wrong, okay? You've been around them all the time. If he asks his wife if she fucked a dog and she fucking lies about it, he would know. He will know. The shock on her face the first second he says it will be all he needs to confirm every suspicion he had. It doesn't matter what she says after the shock sets in. She can't take back the shock that has showed on her face for that split second. It's just life, reality, when we're interacting with people and each other in situations, it's way different than over a fucking internet form. This Irish Anon looked up his post history and said he mentioned in the comments he got her a monster dildo and now he's wondering why her pussy's loose. My guess, this is just a fetish post. Dude, probably, bro. Reddit is so weird. I got her a 12-inch flared base dragon dildo. Dude, I was just talking about dragon dildos. What the fuck? It's just so easy. It's so obvious. It's so obvious. The fetishes, the implanted memes, the dragon dildos, the dolphin pussy. It's all so simple. Dio says, not shock, horror. Anyone would be shocked by such a question, but only the guilty are horrified when found out. Good call, Dio. I'd agree. People don't understand. When you're in fights with people or your significant others, dude, there's times where they try to injure you. They try to wound you and then put salt in the wound. They know what makes you tick. They know what angers you. They know what hurts you because they're your significant other. They know everything about you. So when they do that, they know how to hurt you, how to argue with you to where they hurt you, and they hurt you on purpose because they want to hurt you. It's just how life is, and life is complicated. And like, why would the person you love or your significant other or the person you're with want to hurt you? And it's just, dude, stuff gets so fucking complicated and weird during the relationship. I don't know. It's just life is weird. I would say don't have a relationship. It's bad. Marry a woman's young and fertile and stay with her the rest of your life together. The end. Next thread, bros before hoes. My fiance received a not safe for work video of me from an anonymous source. My fiance is 29, I'm 25. We've been together for 2 years. I have a wedding planned in February. He recently received an inappropriate video from me a year before I even knew him. I don't want to go into details because it's embarrassing, but I was sleeping with 3 guys in the video. Ooh, a foursome? Holy shit, dude. I would never do a threesome with another guy. Okay, that's gay. That's some gay shit. Okay, that's like some porno shit, and that's gay. No, I'll do a threesome with another girl. Okay, we can have a fucking lesbian fucking fantasy time. Woo! Awesome. Okay. But let alone two other guys. What? Dude, balls are gonna touch, man. Balls are gonna touch. Dude, that is gay. Holy crap. Weird. Also, it's like more like a gangbang at that point, right? Whore. Getting gangbanged at that point. It was filmed. All our eyes were blurred out, but he could tell it was me. The tattoo on my hip. At this time, I was dumb and young and needed healing and therapy. Oh, I needed healing and therapy through sex. Dude, I skimmed through that movie. This movie, movie.
Bella, this is Mr. McCandles.
Hello, Bella.
This movie is so, oh my God. This movie is women's empowerment. She literally figures out how to masturbate at the beginning. I skimmed through the movie, but this is the gist of what I got out of it. She masturbates at the start of the movie. She figures out the wonder. Oh, everybody can feel good if they just masturbate all the time and have sex and fuck. So then she goes out and she leaves and goes out into the world and meets a guy and she fucks the shit out of him. And then all this other stuff kind of happens and they have a love thingy. It's women's love and the romantic blah, blah, blah. But then it's the guy's fault and the guy's not really all that he was cracked up to be or whatever, blah, 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 blah. So then she goes and joins a brothel for strong women's empowerment. And then through all of that, she learns and grows into a better women's. And then goes back to where she started and then is better for it or something.
Oh.
It's bad. It's bad. It is woke as woke can be. It started kind of like, oh, this is kind of interesting. This is kind of neat. And then it just was like, oh, okay. This is just kikish propaganda, like everything. Yeah, it's terrible. Anyways, literally that. Strong, powerful whammins. I was 22 at the time. I was just doing it for the thrill and also some money to help finish up college. Wow. What a thrill and money. Awesome. It's so safe. It's a porno. It's okay. Nothing could go wrong. It's okay. It's all, he's tested. I'm tested. It's all safe. Anyways, some throwaway Insta account DM'd him with this and said, don't marry that whore. Which, by the way, I'm not, since I've turned my life around. He went into a rage and started claiming I'm only with him because he's an engineer and makes money. And just saying really weird stuff. We both were not virgins when we met, so I'm confused. Why this matters? Unless someone's seen my tattoo, you cannot tell I'm the person in the video. Then he asked how many men I've slept with, and I told him the truth. Around 80. Holy shit! And now he's threatening to end our engagement. I'm so confused. Because this was never a discussion before. Now I'm already pregnant with this kid. I've never cheated on him. Even when we went on a month-long break, I had men try to sleep with me, but I didn't entertain anything. It sounds like you tried to get fucked and they wouldn't fuck you. I just feel like my life is crashing. Any advice? Welcome. You fucking whore, man. Oh my God. Wow. Big rage bait post probably made by AI, says a Reddit spit. That's, you're projecting. You're a bot post made by a Reddit AI faggot one post ID. Go fuck yourself. You're a lie. Fake as fuck. Fuck you. Fake Reddit poster that. Shut up. Shut up. Stock accounts are what content was founded on 4chan. It's the best content there is. Let's just pretend. Shut up. This American says, what the fuck's going on today? Did something happen today for this distraction? I know there was a lot of wham and hate threads today, so I think someone got dumped. I think someone got dumped today. I think some whammon made someone a little mad today. You not get a little sex today? You get a little, get dumped by your whammons today? Oh well. Oh look, it's the dude from the fucking Dignify AI thread saying, Masonic numbers, bait slide thread, fuck off, Kike, what are you trying to hide? What are you trying to hide, meme flag? Who posted in the Dignify AI threads and promoted those threads, but now you wanted to bury the women hate threads? Go fuck yourself. Women hate threads are my favorite threads. Go fuck yourself. What's with the anti-propaganda against the propaganda? Huh? 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 This fucking Anon. That's a fucking Dignify AI Anon, that faggot. This Leaf says, at least she's honest about the body count. Dude, I don't know why, but women just don't. I don't know. I guess I don't know if they don't register. I don't know if even if they have the knowledge that it's bad to tell, it's almost like they have an innate
longing to say the number. I feel like, because every woman I've ever been with, man, they want to, you kind of dig and dig and you get it out. You get it. You get that number, man. And it's always huge. It's bad. It's always bad, man. At least for me, it's always bad. It's fucking always bad. It's always an oof number every time. They can't un-oof the number. I mean, just women are sought after. Men want to fuck women. Good luck trying to find a pure, untarnished one. It just doesn't. I think that has a lot to do with the lowly meme, the kind of predator prey type, the guys trying to prey after really young women. It's because they're trying to get the pure ones. I would assume some sort of fetish around that. Just has to do with, like, all these women are preyed after by men, which is just normal human behavior. Women try to demonize it, but they secretly long for it. So paradoxical. This is the worst thread I've ever been in. One post by this ID. Wonderful. Thanks for your input. This leaf says, only marry virgins if you're a guy. Men prefer untouched, sexually pure women. But Zoomers have been warped into thinking promiscuity among women is acceptable. It's never acceptable for a woman to be a whore. You're right. Like, 9 times out of 10, every woman turns into a whore. It's just how it is. The best stories I have are when some girl meets a guy while they're in high school, they date, and then they fall in love, and then they stick together the rest of their life. I mean, that's really when it happens. Past that, man, if you're in adulthood, good fucking luck, bro. Good luck. I mean, if you're to take these stories at face value, you get all these women that aren't even, they're still 5 years away from the wall. And they're at double digit body counts, probably 3-digit body counts, because they're not counting stuff. They're probably shenagling their numbers a bit, and they're still fucking humongous. They probably lost fucking count. This American says she fucked all the men during her break. I don't think so. It sounded like she was pregnant or something during their breakup, or maybe kind of chubs. Kind of chubbed up. I bet she's chonkers, man, and not looking great. I don't know. I don't think she did fuck those men. The thing is, women get washed up and used, and then they don't understand what's going on. It's rough. Reading this is like seeing an avalanche happen IRL before our very eyes. Holy shit. Yeah, someone's going through a breakup or something. This Belgiumanon next thread says, OP, I cheated on my husband and tried to get him to pay for my bastard spawn, but he found out now, so I'm sad. Why are women like this? Picture is crying in silence because my husband just found out the 3 kids I birthed are not biologically his. Wow. She has tears. Look at those tears. Aw. Those are some big tears. Aw. Everything's crumbling to dust. It's all folded in on itself. Wah. Look at how much of a chonker well you are. You're such a well. No one will love you. You've ruined 4 lives. God, what a bitch. She's only thinking of herself. They're born to be narcissistic, this Britbong says, first post. Yep. It's in their DNA. In pretty much every civilization ever, if she did this with a powerful man, she'd be killed. Yeah, even today, just most deaths or killings are done in revenge. It's revenge killings. I don't get how retarded you'd have to be to not immediately get a paternity test right after the child's born. Well, because Anon, normally you don't live in constant fear of your partner fucking another man. That's kind of, normally you trust your significant other, like, hey babe, you know, and like you're fucking her on the regular, you're around her all the time. Like, when were you cucked? It's like, fuck, bro. How much of an idiot are you? It's just, that's why. Because normally men trust their wives and their husbands. The fuck? Even if I thought my wife was 100% faithful, I'd still do it out of principle. You don't even have to tell your wife. Well, I mean, that's your own shit, bro. I mean, that's your own thing. And I mean, I would probably in some way do it as well. Yeah, I mean, that's all on you. That's cool. If you want to do it, do it. Should you have a little more trust in your partner? That's a hell of a relationship if you're like, she
fucking another man cum dinner.
Whatever. What a whore of a wife you must have. This French anon posts in green text, I don't know how retarded you'd have to be to not immediately get a paternity test right after the child's born. And then the French anon goes, haha, yeah, haha, dot, dot, dot. Private DNA paternity testing is illegal in France. Get fucked, French. Ooh, dude. France is such a fucked... it's basically illegal to fuck lowlies in France, like real lowlies. It's legal to fuck children in France. It's legal to fuck children in France, basically. France is fucked up. And also, you can't test for the child's DNA. France is about just cheating and fucking and sex. That's what France is about. And also shit on the streets. Bashy says, I don't care how much you trust your wife, do a paternal test. Yeah, I'd probably do a test. I mean, it's just like, you can't trust women. You can't trust women, man. You can't. Nope. This American says, only sad because she got caught. What a psychotic monster. Or psychopathic. Psychopathic monster. Yeah. Yeah, it's all women, though. I mean, really, if you're calling her a psychopathic monster, then every woman on the planet is a psychopathic monster, which isn't far from the truth, because that's what they are. Absolute fucking cunt needs a lynching. This American says, I'm still not convinced they can experience the emotion of shame. I think it's always just fear of social repercussion fake to shame. Yeah. Logic isn't the only thing that drives human action. This German says, I don't think any man will ever be able to truly understand on an emotional level. Women's egocentrism and complete lack of empathy is simply beyond our capacity. We can logically go, yeah, she only cares about herself, but not truly understand it. Those murders when a dad takes out his wife and kids are starting to make more sense. Oof, yeah, man. Oof. Rough. I have a girl trying to blacklist me from music venues because I turned her down. She's a femme folk musician who has influence skinny enough to snap. Rough, dude. Dude, don't ever stick your dick in crazy, bro. Don't do it. Don't do it. Nothing good comes of it, ever. This American says, that's one example of what evil looks like. You don't have to physically harm or murder people. Just a complete lack of empathy and self-centered narcissism is completely evil in its own right. She takes this as an opportunity to be the victim. Somehow, she'll find a way to blame her husband. Dude, everyone justifies everything in their own head in some way. But yes, that's what they do. Completely. This Polish non says, why would you be with someone you don't trust in the first place? This Aussie responds, men want to get married to have kids. You cannot trust any woman ever. Ever. They are eternally self-centered. All of them. Yeah. My ex-fiance was a fucking pedophile, flew down to sexually lure Lou into things. And she basically took my innocence and shit. And then she expects me to be some fucking knight in shining armor or something. It's like, bitch, I'm right. I'm fucking was still in school. I'm just out of school. I don't even know about life. I don't know about anything. Why be like super Chad Ultraman? I'm not fucking old Chad Ultraman, bitch. I'm fucking a kid that just got out of school that you fucking are predatorizing. You fuck. It's like, women don't even know what the fuck they want. Women want everything. That's the thing. They want everything. And you can't have it. This Moroccan says, if you marry an unvirgin whore and happen to have a kid with her, better run a DNA test. Chances are, kid isn't yours. And it's far greater than you think. Yeah. How could you live with these kids for so many years and then finally find out they're not yours? And how would that come? Dude, the only way that would have came out was if the bitch blabbed about it. The bitch probably, in some stupid weak moment, thought, I'll just give him this little tidbit of information and it'll make it better. I don't know why women think the way they do. They just think in unlogical ways that make no sense. This American says, why can't you impregnate a female? That is a point. Why can't the fucking husband impregnate his goddamn wife? That bitch should be fucking birthing a child 24/7. Why can the husband not produce a fucking child? That is a fair question. That is also a fair question. Why can't you not impregnate the female? Yeah, what the fuck, man? Come in her every night, you fucking bitch. Bashy says, My brother had a girl he knocked up, said she was gonna tell a rich guy it was his kid. Hot. Angels for me, Cass. I prefer anime waifus. Even the craziest anime yandere is less dangerous than a real whammons in the current year. Dude, that is real. That's real, man. That's accurate. Captain Stan, some whammons are so sneaky you never suspect. Just saying. Dude, that women get crazy and weird. They put on facades and stuff. Dude, people in general, just humans. A human can act one way to your face and then completely flip a day later. It's insane. I've experienced that. Those people scare me. That's weird. That's like sociopathic shit. Samarica says, you know, I was wondering how some of these stupid twats with three-digit body counts even remember all the guys' names they got banged by, or do they not even bother asking anymore? Dude, the thing is, dude, they have a double-digit body count, and they're saying some number like 80? That number count has to be in the hundreds, okay? They don't even remember how many people they fucked anymore, okay? They don't remember all the names, all the people. They probably have, like, significant ones when they were younger, but it probably just blurs into... Dude, you gotta understand... The woman was probably going out every night to go fuck a dude. Okay, every night she pulls up her Tinder app, pulls up a dude to go fuck, and she goes fucks a dude every night. Okay, so do 7
times 4
times 12 times whatever the fuck, boom, and that's the body count. Okay, every night fucking another guy, banging a 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 guy. That's the culture we're in now. Okay, having a different guy every fucking night. Dude, a piece of meat. Literally a piece of meat. Okay? They revel in it. They love it. And then later on, they wonder what's going on. They literally act like a piece of meat, and then they don't want to be treated like a piece of meat. It doesn't make any sense. You gonna post a link or no? Dude, fuck no, they're not gonna post a link. This is 4chan. Why would they post a fucking link here and be helpful? God damn, that would be too hard. Dio says 80 is over Dunbar's number. Literally impossible for them to remember them all. Exactly. They don't even remember the actual number, dude. They're in the hundreds of bodies at that point. They're in the hundreds. They were fucking a dude every night. They don't remember the dude. They don't even remember. I guarantee you they don't remember any of those dudes' names. They might have, like, some of the nights probably blur together. The dudes probably blur together. Because it's all just turns into nothing, is what it is. Turns into nothing. Just the Jews have devalued and just fucked everything up. They fucked everything up. I think the internet's fucked it up a lot too, without even trying. Just the way culture is, probably COVID as well. It's all contributing to it. COVID made everybody into introverts. People are introverts now that are really extroverts, and they just think it's the cool thing now, and everyone's indoor now, so I'm indoor now too, and oh, we're all fucking losers and blah 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 blah. It's just, we'll do the next thread of horror. Dude, 53 minutes. Wow, I was on that thread a long time. Holy shit. When is it too old for women to dress sexy? My husband threw all my black dresses and tops because I'm too old for this shit now. I feel disrespected, but everyone agrees with him. I came back from my work last Monday, found my husband spring cleaning. He threw all my black dresses and tops, everything. I have some beautiful designer pieces in the mix. Rick Owens, Erdim, I don't know any of these things. I don't know, a bunch of brand names. From back in the mid-late 2000s, I cried for days, wow, Ammons. Oh my God, my material objects. I asked him why, and he said I'm too old now for this shit, and it was time I dressed more modestly. I'm turning 40 in June. My mom agrees with him. Basically, everyone is. I cannot stand his existence close to me. I can't stand his existence close to me. He wants his wife to dress more modestly, and he's throwing out her clothes, and she's like, I don't even want him near me. What the fuck? I would never have dreamt about deciding anything about the way he is, because he's an adult and I trust his judgment. Dude, shut up, bitch. Whatever you say. Like you haven't tried to change. Shut up. They said it's not the same at all. I feel infantilized to a horribly painful degree. Dude, probably because everyone around her knows the guy is doing everything. And the guy is, like, super nice, and he's probably providing for the family, and he's a great guy, and blah, blah, blah. And he's probably cleaning the house because this bitch won't. And so he's cleaning the house, and he's throwing out these dresses because she never fucking wears them anymore because she's a dumb bitch that doesn't want to do anything. Like, she doesn't want to strut around in front of him in hot dresses. Fuck no. So she doesn't even wear them. So why is he going to keep these dresses she never wears for him? Fuck it. Throw them out. So he throws them out. Fucking, she freaks out because she's a whammon's like, ah, get some of my dresses out. Oh, man. Clown World says, too gay for me. Make white babies. I agree with you, Clown World. Make more white babies. Yes, I agree. These women are not contributing to that in any way whatsoever. They're doing the opposite of making babies. They're whores that are fucking hundreds of men. And then when they finally get with a guy, they start complaining about the guy. It's the antithesis of making white babies. I want to make tons of white babies, Clown World. Lots of white babies that I don't have to fucking take care of. Damn, does he live in Bastville? Exactly. Fuck the woman, or like, fuck. Dio says, donate sperm if you're a tall white Chad. Bleach the world. Do base, Dio. Yeah, Dio gets it. Dio gets it. Dude, you can be a sperm donor. There's those whammons that want to have the babies that they grow inside of them or something. This American says, you really shouldn't meddle in other people's relationships or business. It's a good way for you to get a broken jaw or black eye. Dude, what's that have to do? Dude, it's the dude's wife. What does that have to do with anything? He's throwing his own wife's clothes away. There was someone that made a post somewhere in here that said, you shouldn't be touching your wife's stuff. She would never touch your stuff. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, what family do you live in where the wife isn't allowed to touch the husband's things and the husband isn't allowed to touch the wife's things? Like, what fucking weird, delusional world do you live in? Your family is so ostracized from each other. Weird. What a weird family that would be. But I get it. Him just throwing them out without even consulting her is a bit fucked. It's a little fucked that he didn't even consult her about it. Yeah, I don't know. She says he just threw them away, so they had already been thrown away. So he was doing spring cleaning and just threw them away. So yeah, I guess it's a little fucked that he just got rid of them, but eh. He's the man of the house. Do what he wants, bitch. He didn't like those clothes. Get fucked. You're his bitch. He didn't like those clothes. Deal with it. Really. Fuck. God, make white, Clown World's like, make white babies? This bitch is getting mad that her man's throwing away clothes. What? He wants you to dress traditionally and you're getting mad? It's so weird. Women are weird. Whatever, let's go to, what's the most degenerate thing Paul has done? OP says, I have two, sex with fat girl, and I tried online blackjack, lost $500, panicked trying to earn it back, lost that too, was $4,000 in the hole, managed to win it back with a $2,000 bet, and I've never played it since. Dude, you're insane. You are fucking insane. You made a $2,000 bet. You're insane, man. And online poker and a lot of those sites are scams. I would never trust any of that online shit. Even real life shit. Dude, it's all gamed. If you ain't playing the game, you ain't playing the game. This Romanian says, I flirt with black girls on the internet from time to time, then ghost them. Based. I can say hoping for a bust with my 17 and the dealer showing a 5 was the most adrenaline-filled seconds of my life. What the fuck? Oh, he's playing blackjack. This guy playing blackjack. Why is playing blackjack and gambling like the most degenerate thing you've done? Like, oh, I did a one bet and that was the most degenerate thing I've ever done. Like, what? Had sex before marriage. Had sex with other races. Had a three-way, done a ton of drugs, don't believe in God, intentionally hurt myself. I don't know what else Paul considers degenerate. I've gone to a lot of metal shows and festivals, listened to rap, participated in street racing. I don't know if I take this shit too seriously. I just think Hitler was a pretty cool dude. Based. This American says, I got blackout drunk and the spirit of Hitler rose within me and I woke up the next day and had no more friends. Good riddance. I quit drinking too. Dude, slightly based though, dude. Your real self kind of comes out when you're drinking. Not really. The worst of yourself comes out. This American says, I will never have this. Why live? This girl giving you heroin. Eh. Oh well. Waking up, hitting pen vape and looking at 4chan. Many such cases, bro. This America says, nothing to be honest. Don't understand why you retards get into stupid shit all the time, but whatever, you do you. Dude, what's life if you don't live it? This America says, fucked a white girl in the ass in a movie theater, ended up getting her pregnant. She cut me off from my son's life. How do you, you fucked her in the ass and got her pregnant? Dude, what do you got, fucking leakage? What the fuck, dude? How'd that happen? Sure. Degenerate fag shit. Sky says he could have fucked 10 girls and he fucked up and botched every single one of them. And he says his autism is to blame. Maybe. Sometimes you get just dealt a bad hand, man. This German says, watch porn daily from age 13 to 20. Tried all drugs in late teens. Daily weed habit for 5 years. Fucked 6 whores. 16 hour wow binges. Pissed on a Muslim woman and she liked it in the face. Stealing from big companies and grocery stores. This leaf says, smelled cousin's panties. Got caught listening at the wall of a hotel when two people were fucking and the woman was giga paranoid the entire rest of their stay that I was spying on them. You could sort of hear the sex, and I walked closer to the wall of my room that had my window. My window was open, their window was open. Suddenly I could hear everything like they were next to me and they heard me too. The guy was just slowly pounding her, I think. Doggy then freaked out and was close by. It was super awkward. Super awkward. The rest is, dude, fuck, yeah, who cares, man? Who gives a fuck? Super awkward. Dude, when I was a kid, I walked in the wrong hotel room and this guy was in the bed with this whammons. And they must have been so, they were probably doing some adulterous shit. And they were probably like, who's this kid? What the fuck's going on? Hilarious. This American says, Paul doesn't engage in degeneracy.
You're right, we are degeneracy itself.
This American says, I did a combination of coke, ketamine, and drank like 18 beers and fucked a girl from a dry bar in the back of my car, later blacked out in the bar bathroom, and the bartender had to break the door down, call the cops to get me to leave. I luckily ended up fine. As a kid, I unknowingly hit on a girl older than me with a vulgar song and she gave me a kiss. I'm hard right now. Dude, that's the most degenerate thing you've done. Sad. I masturbated to drawings, Japanese drawings of minors. I could never be married. I lost my virginity to a thigh tranny. Oof. Why? Why? Wow, you kids are as pure as the driven snow. If this wasn't a data mining thread on a honeypot website, I'd tell you some shit. I'm sure if it was on B, it'd be much more faggy. I'm sure if it was on B, there'd be much more fags. I don't know, the most degenerate thing I've done, I've told you guys most of the things, like when the lowly walked in on me while I was having a blowjob, and when I chopped the bird's head off, what else? But I've done some other degenerate stuff. There was a lowly I was seeing right after I got out of high school. I was like 18. I was going over to her house, and I mean, I was trying so hard to bang that lowly, man. I was trying so hard to bang that lowly. Okay, that was probably the most degenerate thing I've ever done, was trying to bang that lowly. I eventually got caught while her parents were home. I didn't even know her parents were home. She didn't tell me, that bitch. That lowly was using me she was using me for jealousy. She was using me as a gotcha to her parents. She was like a rich little bitch, whore child, demon, lowly. Yeah, I don't know. I fingered her and fucking made out like the fuck with her, but she would never let me fuck her. She would never let me go that far, which I would never go that far. I would never do anything without her consent, of course. But man, what a bitch. So that's probably the most degenerate thing Lou's done, I would say, probably. The lowly. Yeah. I think she was a poo. I think she was a poo, thinking back. Probably poo-like. Whatever. I also got, when I was in college, I was hanging out with some friends. I got blackout drunk. I've got blackout drunk a couple times in my life, and I got blackout drunk going to these parties and shit. So who knows what the fuck happened or what I did. I remember chugging a cup of vodka before going to the... I literally was like, I'll drink a cup of vodka before we go to the party. They're like, no, you can't. No, you can't. I was like, yeah, I will. So I got this huge fucking mug, bro, of vodka, and I chugged the whole mug before we even went. Then we went, and I was drinking while I was there. I was blackout drunk. I remember I was at the party, and people kept giving me their drinks or something. And then I woke up face down on the floor, passed out, done, with puke everywhere. Puke was everywhere. It was disgusting. So that's probably another degenerate moment of Lou's. I don't really like hard drugs and stuff. I've done some like psychedelic stuff, like, I forgot what it's even called, but there's like this weed-like psychedelic thing. Done some of that. Not really anything crazy. I like weed. I did MDMA and ketamine with a Dutch goth chick. No regrets. That sounds hot as fuck. Nice. This guy says hooking up with random taxi drivers. What the fuck? Random. This America says fart scat fetishes. Love meeting up with Tinder girls and convincing them to fart in my face and send them videos of them shitting. What the fuck? One time I went camping and went to bed without brushing my teeth. Had sex with my girlfriend's sister recently. Had sex with a coal burner 10 years ago. Had sex with your girlfriend's sister. That's gonna get complicated. Why are you thinking with your dick, buddy? And why is your girlfriend's sister such a bitch, dude? That's fucked up, dude. That's family. That's family. That's fucked. That is beyond. I can't believe your dude. That alcohol had to be involved. Alcohol makes people do shit like that. That's insane. It's like your family and you're fucked. Like, oh my god. Tried to undress my older cousin while sleeping. She literally wakes and says my name. I don't realize she's just faking it. Do the same again a couple years later with her and a foreign exchange friend. Slightly innocent. Coomed in my sister friend's panties. That's fucked up. Pissing out drunk. Beating people to a pulp. Things with fire. Yeah. I had a threesome with two prostitutes. Wasn't very exciting. They weren't doing stuff with each other, so I told them to start fooling around with each other. They demanded more money for doing that. I said, fuck it, and didn't pay. Why the fuck would I pay a prostitute to fool around with another prostitute? Makes no sense. I always imagined a threesome would be awesome. Whoa, dude, you're not. That's not really a threesome. That's like two prostitutes. That's what that is. And unless you pay them for the threesome, you ain't gonna get a threesome. And you didn't want to pay them for the threesome. And then you're wondering why it's not like a threesome. Well, go fuck yourself, dude. You're being picky. Okay, you're being picky. You got two whores with you, and you're wondering why they're being too whore-like. Okay, well, go fuck yourself. I could have saved her, this Brazilian says. I don't know, man. Probably not. Whatever. Long show. That's the show. Everyone not even really giving that. I expected way more degenerate shit on 4chan, but this is Poll, and Poll's basically just a bunch of fucking straight edge losers, Christ cuck faggots, and Jews. So, and the Jews aren't going to divulge their secrets in a fucking thread. That's like against the Talmud or something, I'm sure. Jews don't divulge secrets and threads. They're superstitious about that kind of shit. Yeah, I wish I had more degenerate stuff about me, I guess. Not really. I don't know, that lowly stuff was pretty fucking degenerate. I don't know. I think Niggy will have a fun time with that. Whatever. That's the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Love you all. Goodbye.
My biggest problem right now, and you can call it the Zionists or the Jewish supremacists. I mean, that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. They believe they're God's chosen people. So if you think you're God's chosen people and everybody else isn't, well, then, I mean, you're essentially a self-supremacist at that point. I might not agree with it, but at least Kushner is being honest. You know, I'd have much more respect for the Zionists if they just came out and were honest, not like this double dealing that all these rabbis are doing, like Schmully and Barkley, who goes on with Candace Owens. Just come out and be honest. Just say, yeah, we believe God has told us, just like Abraham moving out of modern day Iraq and into nowadays Israel. We believe God told us just like then that we're allowed to take this land and kill everybody that's occupying it. Just come out and say it. Just be honest about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so when Kushner is like, yeah, we pretty much destroyed the whole Gaza Strip. There's nothing left for them to come back to. I mean, at least he's being honest.